coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, let me be the first, or at least not the last, to wish you a very happy Football Friday. And we have got a stacked show for you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We take an in-depth look at Sunday's game between the Browns and the Seattle Seahawks. And we're going to have, to help us do that, Bernie Kosar makes the second of his two weekly visits on the show. And our panel convenes. We have Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, Tom Withers from the Associated Press, yours truly. We huddle up and go into detail about this, not only this game, but the state of this football team, this Browns team at 2-3. And we give you, we hope, some really good in-depth analysis about all that. That's our intention every show. And then we go inside the locker room. Our own Jameer Howerton makes his biweekly visit into the locker room, sitting down today with defensive back Dimitri Patterson, who ended up starting last week against Oakland in place of Joe Hayden. Hayden coming back from that knee injury. Questionable. We'll see what his status is for Sunday. Looking like he'll try to push his way into the lineup. But Patterson, still a factor, still a guy who is on the field as a third corner for this Browns football team. Fantasy football is also the topic on Fridays. And today, Elliot Harrison from NFL.com, NFL Network, stops by to give you a little bit of fantasy advice, which we think is always helpful to you. We ask you to ask us questions each week via our Browns official Facebook page. Ask Vic is the place you go for that, and so many of you do. And in addition, we also ask you a daily poll question, which the first one I'm going to ask, first one I'm going to give you from Ask Vic ties into the poll question. The poll question, which is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube, also on our official Browns Facebook page, is which Seahawks player will be the biggest challenge for the Browns defense and why? The choice is Marshawn Lynch, the running back, of course, Sidney Rice at wide receiver, Mike Williams at wideout, Leon Washington, the return threat and running back, a very dangerous guy. On that list, my pick would be Marshawn Lynch. I think he's the one who packs the most danger for this team, for this Browns defense. And Steve asks, how do the Browns stop Marshawn Lynch? And my response, Steve, it's a combination of Lynch's talent and the explosiveness that he has and the fact that this Seahawks team is running a hurry-up offense with some pretty good success. They were sloppy as heck in watching that tape of that Giants game two weeks ago before their bye this past week. But I think that makes Lynch even more dangerous because of the run option, because they can force personnel, small personnel, to stay on the field, unfavorable against the run, and then because you can't switch your defensive personnel because they're running so moving so quickly, and Lynch gets the ball, and Lynch can be effective. So that's the way I'd answer that. And how do you stop him? You swarm to the football. You do the basic things. You tackle well. I think this team's, for the most part, is a good tackling football team. Didn't see it so much against Tennessee, but I think by and large in five games, if I had to say what the defense can do well on a consistent basis, I think it's tackle. Okay, Bernie Kosar time. Let us cue the music.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw.
Back for the second of his two weekly visits on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, is the one and only Bernie Kosar. Bernie, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right, so they get ready to play the Seahawks. Very similar team, I mean identical record-wise, but a similar team that seems to be trying to find its way. Very sloppy performance, but they did get a win in their last game against the Giants a couple of weeks ago. And meanwhile, the Browns reeling here with back-to-back losses and not looking good in either game to give you, I guess, a lot of sense that they're ready to bounce back. But, Bernie, if there ever there's an opportunity playing at home against a vulnerable-looking club, I mean, this is it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think you hit it right on the head. Coming off the last two losses and having a game at home, a chance to get back to 500 football, 3-3 after six games, 7 weeks of the season. It's incredibly important. And again, the Seattle team, you know, a lot of times a lot is made of traveling West Coast to East Coast and the challenges that provides for a West Coast team. Although Seattle did beat the Giants, making that trip a little farther in their last victory. So, you know, that's something where Seattle's been struggling at quarterback. They do run the no huddle with Joe Hayden not practicing this week. I think that's something to look forward to early in the game. And with Scott Fujita, you know, missing practice the last couple days, his role and a veteran role, a linebacker, especially when teams are doing no huddle at you, really becomes paramount to guys being able to think on the run and to be able to handle situations.
Yeah, it is more critical. I like that you brought that up. More critical for the defense to be as sharp as it can be, right? To handle, because the whole point of running no huddle is to catch them and underscore their flaws or catch them disorganized.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it, being able to believe in your conditioning and believe that the more plays we run, we're going to be able to withstand it because of conditioning and wear out the opponents by running as many plays as possible. And then, like in life, if you're hastily doing something and doing something fast, you have a higher percentage chance of making mistakes. And I think Seattle, with their up-tempo no huddle, is trying to sometimes maybe walk the opponents into making some mistakes.
And the other thing from the Seattle perspective is the quarterback issue. So they've had Tavares Jackson dealing with a pectoral injury. He's been limited this week. It looks like Charlie Whitehurst, who's getting the lion's share of snaps, is the guy they're going to go with. Both guys do run this no-huddle offense. But, Bernie, is it fair to look at this game and say that really with their two quarterbacks, no matter what, it's not a position of strength for them, even though maybe this has been a more effective way? It's a drastic change of what they were doing for their first three games, that they've gone to this to get some life to their offense. And I just question whether it's sustainable, because I don't believe in either of their quarterbacks.
Well, I think that's a very on-point analysis of Seattle, and not to be negative about their two quarterbacks, but I don't think any of them are going to be mistaken for the second coming of Peyton Manning and the way they run the no-huddle or Tom Brady. The accuracy issue has been inconsistent with the Seattle passing game. It's why I think they try to pound and run the ball on offense, because from a receiver standpoint and a quarterback standpoint, they've had a lot of issues of continuity and consistency in trying to move the ball from the pass point of view.
Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I know you don't talk with Colt on any sort of regular basis, Colt McCoy, and I know what you're going to tell me here is based on your observation of the guy in games, and that's really what all of us can really go by. But what is your sense of his confidence level after these, again, back-to-back losses, after another rough game where accuracy was a problem for him? How do you read the guy that you see on video?
Well, I think the mentality of a quarterback and a young one like Colt, but who's had enormous experience at the collegiate level and mostly winning experience at each level he's played at, I think it's going to, the confidence in himself is fine. I do think, though, early, if you get out to a start, then it's going to be fine. But going into it, it'll be fine. But if early there's some bumps in the road, or there's some three and outs, or missing some completions, I do think then it's only natural that the kind of the demons creep into your head, the doubts, the pressing, possibly trying too hard, trying to get a play out there, to try a little too hard to make some plays.
What will it take from your perspective to get this team off to a faster start, to get to the point where you can score points in the first quarter. I mean, they're down to one field goal in five games in the first quarter, and it seems as if they've clearly put themselves in a bind in every single game they've played, even the ones they've won, because they can't start. What is involved with getting off to a faster start, other than just playing better?
Well, there is the playing better. There's the consciously trying to maybe go out and make plays. You see, and I know that seems like a no-kidding statement, but you do see a fair amount of teams, and I've had some coaches where they just don't want to make mistakes early, and you start out really tentative to kind of see what the defense is going to do against us. Play kind of safe, close to the vest, so that nothing negative happens. And in turn, I think when you're playing to be cautious, and you don't maybe take some chances. I think the offense and Colts, I think they're starting to feel real comfortable with the terminology in each other. And you're getting to that point in the season where I do think they're going to come out and maybe try to make to rectify that issue and maybe take it a little more to the defense early in an attempt to kind of score points early and put this other team on its heels as opposed to playing the kind of catch-up game.
And how much of this also falls on Pat Shurmur as a first-year head coach? Where do you see kind of the same question about confidence level and what can we expect or what should we see from him as head coach / offensive coordinator in this game?
Well, again, they're coach is well aware, players and coaches are well aware of the lack of points early in a game. And again, that's something that's focused on and thought about. And they're working harder than anybody to rectify that. That being said, you really kind of look for weaknesses within the defense and chances to take shots, kind of get those chunk plays that maybe could play off of different tendencies that we've had earlier in the year. And again, the play action game, the running game, being able to take some shots and try to stretch the field to kind of open up the whole field and let Seattle, again, try to be back on their heels a little bit. So you kind of look for the coach and the offense to kind of take it to the defense a little more early in the game.
Outstanding stuff as always, Bernie. Let's do this again on Monday.
Let's try to bring home a good victory on Sunday and be all festive.
I'm with you on that, brother. Okay, we'll talk again. Bernie Kosar joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The hottest lease deals of the year are going on now at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save big and lease Liberty's bestsellers, Ford Fusion or Escape, for only $179 a month. That's right, your choice, the fuel-efficient Fusion or Escape, for just $179. Great fuel economy, great payment, great choice. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion.
Universal Windows Direct is back with our crazy $99 window sale.
Bill, I can't believe we're doing this. For every window you buy, you get the second one for $99.
Mike, that's almost like giving the windows away, man.
Dude, I hear you, but it's fall, home improvement time, and we don't want people to trust their windows to just any company.
I agree. We haven't even mentioned 36 months interest-free financing.
So call us right now at 216-518-8900, and we'll give you an extra 15% off.
You're killing me, Mike.
Call Universal Windows Direct, and tomorrow you'll be saved.
I love my windows.
The editors of Automotive Magazine named the Audi A4 best in class, period. So we wanted to thank some of those responsible. Thank you, starless nights, overcast skies, and fog so thick you can spread it on biscuits. Our LED lights have never looked brighter. Thank you, smooth crooning soul singer from the 70s. The Bang & Olufsen sound system would be meaningless without your silky smoothness. Thank you, fine little hairs on the nape of necks everywhere. We enhance the performance and handling to get your attention. Thank you, rumps, backsides, keisters, cabooses, and gluteus maximi. The refined leather interior has your name all over it. Thank you all for pushing us to engineer a better luxury car, like the Audi A4. Audi, truth in engineering.
Some features mentioned are available options.
Experience the 2012 Audi A4 2.0T with legendary Quattro all-wheel drive for $399 per month for 36 months. Visit ClevelandAudiDealers.com for details.
I'm Evan Moore. I made my way onto the Cleveland Browns by keeping my head in the game and blocking out all other distractions. I do the same thing when I'm driving my car. That means putting the phone down, keeping my eyes on the road, and buckling up. Every trip, every time. So whether you're just driving around town or to the stadium, never let distracted driving take you out of the game. This message provided by the Ohio Department of Public Safety.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealer.
So pleased to welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. This roundtable segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Our roundtable committee convenes to take a look at Sunday's game between the Browns and the Seahawks. And we have Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. Doug, how are you?
Doing fine.
And Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Hello, Tom.
Vic, I can report it stopped raining.
That's great. Does that mean we have to make a sacrifice?
I guess with Seattle in town, it's apropos, right?
That is. All right, excellent. Well, guys, we got a 2-3 team to talk about, a 2-3 opponent for the 2-3 Browns. Is this an equal matchup? Is this a sense where the Browns are more on equal footing with a club, even though that club's won two of its last three and maybe has been performing a little better of late than the Brownies have?
Well, I think in a lot of ways it is, because it's a young team. It's a team that's had a lot of turnover. I think they had like 300 and some transactions last year. They've got a young secondary. Don't know for sure what they got at quarterback right now. And, you know, but every team is dangerous on any Sunday in the NFL. And, you know, it was an impressive win they had last week against the Giants. So that kind of catches your attention.
Yeah, these teams are mirror images of each other, aren't they, Vic? I mean, very similar into, you know, the rebuilding and young coach. And as Doug said, I think 284 transactions last year, so it'll be interesting Sunday.
Well, not only that, I think the pass-to-run mixture is pretty much the same on both teams. I think they're throwing the ball like 70% of the time.
They are, and they've gone to this hurry-up pace. And I just wonder, now it's still relatively new for them. It's something they've gone to in the last two games after struggling to score points in the first three. And I guess the first place my thought goes to is a Browns defense that is potentially missing or could be missing some very key components. And in dealing with a no huddle, I mean, you want your not only your best players, but your most experienced guys. And thinking that a guy like Scott Fujita is not playing or might not play because of that concussion worries me.
Well, yeah, and last year when Scott Fujita went out in the Jets game, the defense really took a big hit. But last year when Scott Fujita went out, they didn't have a DeQuell Jackson to get everybody sorted out. So, you know, there's a little silver lining in that aspect. And Kaluka did a nice job the other day. So, you know, you just it's unfortunate. It's not a position of depth for the Browns right now. But, you know, I think the way DeQuell's been playing, they give you a lot of optimism.
How comfortable do you think, Ben, with Chris Gokhan going to the strong side should we be as well? Because he's played well.
I'll take Dick Geron's word for it. He says that, you know, it shouldn't be a problem at all for Chris. So, you know, he'll slide over. Kaluka will slide out. They shouldn't miss a beat. I mean, it's tough to lose a guy like Fujita. You know, he brings so much there and a lot of things that, you know, don't necessarily, you know, you don't see on the stat page or what have you, but a very solid player, knows where to get guys lined up. You know, you'd love to say that this no huddle is gimmicky, but as you know, Vic, I mean, the Bills ran it for 5 or 6 years and got to 4 Super Bowls running that kind of an offense.
And the key isn't just that it's a no huddle, and the Browns have seen that. I mean, that's what the Colts still did, even without Peyton Manning, and they did it But they do it with Peyton Manning as well differently. They get to the line of scrimmage and take their time and conduct the huddle there. This Seahawks team is moving at a hurried pace.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, one of the things you have to be concerned about is the rotation of your defensive line, because they're trying to keep people off the field. And so far, we've basically gone with four guys, and we've worked some people in. But, you know, that's a pretty fast-tempo game. We'll wear down your defensive line.
And at this point, it looks like, Vic, that Joe Hayden, you know, may be able to give it a try on Sunday. He was back on the practice field today for the first time since spraining that knee on October 2nd. So
right.
He moved around pretty well. Pat Shurmur did come into the locker room while we were in there afterwards to check on Joe and see how it went. And Joe gave him the thumbs up. And he'll see how it feels tomorrow. But I would not be surprised to see Joe out there on Sunday.
I can just see him, Doug, competing and being, and this is going to be true with a lot of guys, with the vast majority of guys, but I'm using the old Alex Mack thing here. He's another one of those guys who it's going to take a lot to keep Joe Hayden out of the lineup.
Well, yeah, and you know, unfortunately, you know, Alex Mack, you know, if you're an offensive lineman, you don't have to run real fast. If you're a defensive back, you've got to run fast. And you know, Joe is a competitor, and he's a tough guy. I mean, he's one of those shut down corners that's not afraid to come up and lay the wood to you.
So we also have the question of who plays quarterback. I guess it looks like it'll be Charlie Whitehurst. In all likelihood, he's taken the lion's share of snaps. The injury, the pectoral injury to Tavares Jackson, being one that would probably limit his, if he did play, limit what he could do effectively. But with either one of these guys, I just don't see anything that should bring that much fear into this team, although I do look at Sidney Rice, I look at some of the other receiving options that they have. Those guys are pretty good.
Yeah, and Whitehorse has been pretty good in this relief role. You know, he came in last year, if you guys remember, you know, and he won him that playoff game to win the NFC West title. So, you know, he's familiar with, you know, taking the snaps during the week and there being a little bit uncertain in the air and coming in and performing very well.
And, you know, one of the things when you get a quarterback that hasn't played a lot, you don't get a lot of film work on or tape work on the guy. And, you know, you can get a little surprised by, you know, some of the things they can do.
And I'll tell you, the tape work that I've done, which has been limited on Seattle, but watching their last game against the Giants before their bye last week, wow. I mean, I saw Tavares Jackson make some throws that made me shake my head. It was a turnover fest for both teams.
Right.
But I thought Tavares was off the mark so often and made many poor decisions. I know he was trying to get into some kind of rhythm with a fast-paced offense, but it looked like something that was, everything that he was doing was pretty uncomfortable.
Well, yeah, and contrasting that, though, Whitehurst comes off the bench, leads them to, I think, 14 points in the fourth quarter.
Right.
Was very efficient, I think 11 of 19, you know.
But that's a Giants defense that didn't prepare.
That's exactly right. That's to Doug's point. They hadn't seen much tape on him.
Yeah. And as far as the rest of their offense goes, Marshawn Lynch, who had the ankle injury in that game, has had a couple of weeks to recover from it. Looks to me like he'll be fine for this one, and that's not good news for the Browns. Even though you see a 29th-ranked rushing team, Doug, they run well with this guy.
Well, they also probably saw the highlights of the Seattle Saints game last year. And, you know, I mean, that was one of the top five runs you've probably seen in the NFL. So, I mean, he definitely has the ability with twice he was a 1,000-yard rusher at Buffalo, went to the Pro Bowl.
Yep.
So he's got credentials coming in.
This is the Roundtable. We are previewing Sunday's game between the Browns and the Seahawks with Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, Tom Withers from the Associated Press. With the Browns dealing with back-to-back losses, and it feels even like a longer, worse losing stretch because of the bye between losses, are we dealing with a club that's involved with any sort of crisis of confidence right now? Do you feel that you're around a reeling football team, Tom?
No, but I feel like I'm around a tight team right now and guys that are a little bit on edge. Like you said, Vic, you know, it's been a month since they won that Miami game. You know, then you had the Tennessee loss, followed by the bye week, followed by a loss. And I know Friday today that Coach Shurmur during practice was a little more heated than we've seen him all year. We were out there for the beginning part of practice, and I talked to a couple guys afterwards, and they said it was a good edge that the coach had today. Mm-hmm. They felt that a lot of guys kind of needed that, a little kick in the pants, if you will. So, yeah, I think it's a team that not necessarily is at crisis mode, but I think it's a team that understands right now they need a win badly, because 3-3 looks a lot different than 2-4, and they need some momentum. momentum going forward.
And I think, you know, if I'm Pat Shermer, I'd say, hey, I'm going to show you seven plays. You take away those seven plays, and where are we? You take the two plays against Cincinnati, where they got caught asleep. You take the Benson run where they sold out. Then you go to Tennessee where they had the pick play that the league apologized for. And you have the tight end going 80 yards where you missed a tackle on the sidelines. You have the interception for 97 yards where they didn't knock him out of bounds going down the sidelines. And then last week you have the two screw-ups on special teams, the kickoff return and the fake field goal. You take away those seven plays, you know, you're competitive with anybody.
Yeah, and it's, I don't think there's an issue about them competing or being a competitive club, but you're right, the mistakes are troubling, and more than that is the big picture is troubling, that you feel like it's been a long time since there's been success, and it's been just kind of a different feeling week around here. The whole issue with Mike Holmgren, he goes on radio in Seattle, says some things that bothered people here because they were said there, and it sounded like he wasn't committed, and I thought that was a silly conclusion to draw from that. Nonetheless, he takes nearly an hour to explain himself in the aftermath of it. And I don't know that I'm going to connect that with the team's performance, but it just made this week feel odd.
Awkward. I totally agree, Vic. The timing of everything's been a little bit off this week. I think fans should know as well that Mike had intended to speak with us on Wednesday, and his schedule kind of got away from him. So while he did go on Seattle radio first before talking to the Cleveland local media, I don't think it was that big a deal. I mean, he's also, you know, he had 10 years plus there.
Right.
You know, he's viewed like, you know, the Space Needle and Starbucks are in Seattle.
He's a fixture.
Yeah, he's a legend there. So, you know, you would think if the Browns had a coach for 10 years of that longevity that, you know, was going to have a reunion game against his former team, that he would speak to those guys first. So I didn't make a whole lot of that.
I know Sam would have.
Yes, exactly. Sam's talking right now downstairs.
But, you know, it's sometimes when you're losing, you know, you're looking for things to talk about, and they become sometimes distractions. And, you know, the Hillis situation has been a distraction. You had the Marcus Bernard situation. That's been a distraction.
Yes.
And, you know, I think for Pat Shermer, unfortunately, you know, some of the past is, you know, he's paying for other people's mistakes where, you know, all of a sudden, you know, he's not getting a fair shot. And the thing, you know, people are talking about the play calling, and, you know, and him being the head coach and play caller. Well, nobody knows the offense better than him on the staff. And trust me, he's got enough people around this building that know this offense that if he needs anything, and if he brings somebody else in, they're not going to do a better job. They're going to, you know, they're going to be the whipping boy for the media.
Right.
And you know, Pat's big, and, you know, Pat holds himself accountable. He holds himself accountable out in Oakland for selling out on the field goal. He says, you know, we did it, was my call.
Right.
And you want a coach that, you know, if you want your players to be accountable, you want the coach to be accountable. And I think that, you know, that's what Pat is, and I hope, you know, people give him a chance.
Yeah, I don't – go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think we fail to realize sometimes how much he's dealt with over 5 weeks, and I'm not making excuses for Pat, but, you know, coming off the lockout, the no – and we've talked about this ad nauseum, but then all of a sudden he has to deal with a tough loss in his opening week. You know, this storm cloud and this endless drama of Hillis has just been hanging around and will not go away. So he's had a lot on his plate for a rookie coach.
No, and I do think the head coach's hat fits him comfortably. I don't think he's – uneasy about what he is or what he represents. And you're right about that, Doug, that he's accountable and he takes it in stride. He gets that the buck stops at his desk, so on and so forth. You bring up the Hillis situation, and I think from a football standpoint, from a distraction standpoint, that too has been handled pretty well, very well, actually, by both, I think, Pat Shermer and Mike Holmgren. But the practical football thing is this. Where's the running game going to come from? And it's been absent, and it's a problem, and you can't go 61 attempts or even 45 attempts, which have been the numbers for Colt McCoy these past 2 weeks, and expect success. Where will it come from? Is Montario Hardesty, you talk about accountability, ready to step into that role and be the guy, which I think he has to be on Sunday for sure. And then I don't know if Chris Obanaya, if it's fair to expect the guy that was just signed on Tuesday to have any kind of contribution, but he is going to have to contribute. I mean, he was signed to, he's going to be in uniform, and according to Pat Shermer, how did he put it to me? Like, it's a friendly offense for him.
Yeah, well, he's had exposure
from St. Louis.
Yeah, from St. Louis. And, you know, but still, you know, it's a lot on his plate for 2 days or 3 days of practice.
Yeah.
But, you
still
know,
finding the field.
Much like Colt McCoy, you know, Hardesty is something you got to find out about, you know. And, the kid shows flashes of talent. And the catching the ball is kind of boggles the mind because, you know, you watched him and he caught the ball well. Then now all of a sudden, you know, he seems like he gets his hands and he's fighting it a little bit. But, you know, if he just relaxes, you know, and goes out and plays the way, you know, he did when he was in college, you know, he'll be okay.
I think what Doug just said hit it right on the head, and it is the mind right now. We asked Montario today after practice if this has become a mental thing, and he admitted as much. He said it's kind of crept into his thoughts now.
Right.
And I'll say that, you know, the beginning of practice today, he had another ball slip through his hands very early, and Pat Shurmur pulled him out of there and put Obinaya in there. So we may see more of number 25 this week than we thought.
Yeah, because it's like a defensive back. You know, if you get beat, you got to forget that play because you can get beat again if you keep thinking about it. And I think that's what he's got
to
do.
And it's to the point, I think these decisions by Shurmur are going to be harsher and have to be. I'm not saying they haven't been, and I'm not saying he hasn't been tight on what he's been doing with bottom line expectation.
Yeah.
But I think right now the idea that maybe there was a little leeway, maybe that you didn't have off-season workouts, that all this was introduced new in camp, we'll have a little bit of forgiveness here and there. Forgiving time's over.
Right. It's a young team that is bound to have growing pains, but maybe it's time to start doing some growing up.
Exactly.
Yeah. You can't, you know, the wiggle room for error is not there. I mean, every pass is important. I mean, those 5 yards, you know, are important 5 yards, especially, you know, on first down. If they can get themselves in better first down situations, then, you know, it really helps the offense and helps open up the playbook.
No doubt. Great stuff from the roundtable. Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, Tom Withers from the Associated Press. More coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department, and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Buckets at the Lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Don't dread winter driving. Dave Walter BMW has what you need to get through it at the Dave Walter All-Wheel Drive Sales Event. Now through Saturday, you'll get special Dave Walter savings on our huge inventory of all-wheel drive BMWs, like a new 2011 328i xDrive for only $399 a month for 36 months with zero down, plus many other outstanding savings you can see now at DaveWalterBMW.com. The Dave Walter All-Wheel Drive Sales Event now through Saturday. For BMW, CDW, Dave Walter BMW. Call 888-DRIVE-BMW. Qualified buyers only. See dealer for details.
It's Macy's One Day Sale Saturday, Preview Day Friday. Save 50% on select men's outerwear, 30 to 50% plus an extra 15% on fine jewelry, and 60% on the entire stock of pillows. Save 50 to 80% on clearance sportswear, dresses, home, and more. Plus, take 15% off select regular and sale prices store wide. Macy's One Day Sale Saturday, Preview Day Friday. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply. See store for details.
Come see guaranteed basketball in Cleveland with the Cleveland State University Vikings. The season tips in November and ticket packages start at only $45. There will be weekday game specials featuring $2 drafts and kids' day every weekend with dollar hot dogs. For tickets, call 216-687-4848 or visit csuhoops.com. Again, that's 216-687-4848 or visit csuhoops.com. CSU basketball. Great team, great time, unbeatable value.
Hey guys, three-time Super Bowl winner Gerard Cherry here for Sunnyside Audi. I have decided it was time to join the Sunnyside Audi team. Just listen to these stats. Sunnyside Audi is Ohio's only exclusive four-time Magna Society dealer. They're Ohio's number one exclusive sales leader, number one certified pre-owned dealer, and number one in overall customer satisfaction. They have the best staff in the business taking care of you and your vehicle. I've got a new Audi from Sunnyside, and I can tell you, driving an Audi is an experience like no other. Sunnyside Audi has all the models like the redesigned A6, new A7, and new A8. If you want the best of the best, Sunnyside is Ohio's only exclusive R8 dealer. Drive what the pros drive. Head to Sunnyside Audi. They're right off of 71 at Pearl, or you can check them out online at sunnysideaudi.com. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnyside Audi.
And we are so pleased that you chose to spend this portion of your day with us on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. And each week we bring you inside the locker room. Our own Jameer Howerton sits down with a key Browns player and has a chat with that player. And that's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. This week, Jameer sits down with defensive back Dimitri Patterson. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Dimitri, after talking to a few of your teammates this week in the locker room, it's clear that guys were ticked off about last week's game. How was that energy channeled in practice this week?
Of course, it's going to transfer over. You want to have a good week in practice, you know, coming off a tough loss like that. You know, you're losing the teams that, you know, you feel that you can, you know, that you compete with and beat. It's a tough deal. So you want to come in and, you know, make sure that you cross your T's and dot your I's and make sure that you don't make the same mistake that you made the week before.
From a defensive standpoint, what were some of the key areas focused over the week?
You know, the same thing that we've been doing, swarming, turnovers, competing, you know, recognition and what we don't recognize. We play hard through that play, and we play smart through that play. So, you know, it's been pretty much the same thing.
As you prepare to face the Seahawks, what's the scouting report?
You know, they're on the up. They're going up. They're on the uprise. They found themselves with this hurry up. They've been very successful. The last two games, they put up a lot of points on, you know, pretty good teams. And they're feeling pretty confident about what they've been able to do the last six quarters. So they probably want to continue that success and keep it consistent. So I expect them to come out with a fast tempo and to get the rhythm going and get, you know, have an early start.
We're joined with defensive back Dimitri Patterson here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dimitri, let's talk about this wide receiver core from studying the film and really drilling down. What are some of the challenges you face with these young guys?
They play hard. They play hard and they play through the play, and they know what they're doing. Obviously, they run the hurry up. They have to know what they're doing. So those are two of the main things. Talented group, and they all play hard. That's the biggest thing. They don't mind playing through the play, and they play all game. And that, you know, when you have guys that are relentless, these receivers are relentless. They play hard, so that's going to be a good challenge for us. And we play hard as well, and we compete as well. So we're looking forward to it.
How challenging is it to prepare for two different quarterbacks, considering Jackson's pectoral injury, who was limited this week in practice? Do you study both for Jackson and Charlie Whitehurst?
No, I just think you just study what they do, and you study the concepts. They both run decent. They both can get out of the pocket when need be, in blitz situations to continue downs. But you study the concepts. You study what they do as a whole and who they are. As far as their identity is concerned, and you just go from there. And whoever's the quarterback, you just play.
Speaking of the challenges, and if this is a challenge, but you mentioned about the no huddle offense and how much they've been having success at that. How do you guys combat that?
We're just gonna compete. We're going to make it as hard as possible. We're going to be physical, and we're going to play every down. We're going to make every down as, you know, hard. I mean, the reality of the situation is hurry up and all this no-huddle talk and all that. You know, it all comes down to conditioning and who can focus in the most and just do their job. And who can do it over a four-quarter span? And a team that's able to do that is going to win.
So far this season, we've seen you play at the nickel package and start at the left corner. How comfortable are you feeling within this defense?
I feel good. You know, this defense fits my natural ability. I'm a natural man-to-man corner. That's what I do naturally. And it fits pretty well, me being able to go inside, you know, that opportunity presented itself. And it's a good situation. And me being able to start when needed, that's a good situation too. And then being able to do both in the game, that's an outstanding situation because I'm able to put good stuff on film and show my versatility. And so I'm excited about it. It's challenging. Yeah, it's a tough scheme, man scheme. And people know what we do, and they know what's coming. So, yeah, it's going to be tough, and they're preparing for us. But at the end of the day, you know, it's all good. It's challenging, but it's a good situation. I'm excited to do it.
Now, when you come in as the nickel back, can you take us through your responsibilities? Because it is a little different from locking down one side.
Yeah, the thing when you go inside, you got a lot more feel. Width-wise, you have a lot of scenarios that you can get, and you're not just out there covering. You have to worry about people picking you off, you know, being set up for certain things. You know, the slot receiver is usually the first receiver that's in sight for the quarterback when he's under distress. You know, when he's under pressure, he usually sees the slot first before he sees the outside guy. So you're going to get a lot of work. You're going to get he's going to be the first option, especially on third downs. And on top of that, you know, with the man-to-man and the zone. So it's going to be a switch up. But at the end of the day, it's challenging, but it's fun to play.
You were signed this offseason from the Eagles where you started 9 games, making 52 tackles, 1 sack, 11 defense passes, and 4 interceptions, which one was taken back to the house for 40 yards. You added talent as well as depth to this defensive back unit.
Well, you know, I just wanted to come in and just pick up where I left off last year. I mean, you know, obviously, I want to show what I can do anytime I can. The opportunity presented itself with Philly last year in the middle of the season for me to start. And, you know, and also me being able to play those 9 games and play against Green Bay in that first playoff game, you know, that was a great opportunity for me. It was a great stepping stone for my career and to go to the next level and be able to come here and be inserted right in, you know, as a nickel is also a great opportunity. And being called upon when needed to start because I consider myself just a third starter. You know, that's just how I view myself and that's how I carry myself. And that's what I want to put on film. So it's a great opportunity and a great situation. And I'm, you know, happy to be here.
And lastly, Dimitri, how great is it to be home, to have another opportunity to play in your house and in front of your fans?
I mean, the Cleveland Browns fans are like none other, very unique fans. But it's a great opportunity. It's a good situation to be able to come and be home and play in front of your home crowd and get after somebody. So we're looking forward to it.
Dimitri, thank you for your time and good luck Sunday.
All right, thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, Jameer, great stuff as usual on those weekly Inside the Locker Room features. You know, you can also catch Jameer and yours truly and head coach Pat Shermer on TV each week on Browns Insider. It airs Sundays, 11 a.m. on WJW Fox 8. All right, when we come back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, we give you some fantasy help. Elliot Harrison from NFL.com and NFL Network stops by to do that. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop Ohio's largest selection of Ford trucks at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group, and get the best deal of the year on a new Ford Ranger. Liberty Ford has hundreds of fuel-efficient Rangers in stock now with up to $5,000 in rebates. Or get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 cash back, and another $1,000 for your trade. That's 0 for 60 plus $2,000 on Ranger. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive dog pound bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature dog pound bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your dog pound buckets at the Lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Universal Windows Direct is back with our crazy $99 window sale.
Bill, I can't believe we're doing this. For every window you buy, you get the second one for $99.
Mike, that's almost like giving the windows away, man.
Dude, I hear you, but it's fall, home improvement time, and we don't want people to trust their windows to just any company.
I agree. We haven't even mentioned 36 months interest-free financing.
So call us right now at 216-518-8900, and we'll give you an extra 15% off.
You're killing me, Mike.
Call Universal Windows Direct, and tomorrow you'll be saved.
I love my windows.
My name's Nick, and I'm a doer, which is probably why I started my own landscaping business. I specialize in plant-driven design. I do azaleas. I do lavender shrubs. I even do banana plants. One thing I don't do, sales and promotional materials.
My name's Alex, and I work at the UPS store helping doers like Nick do whatever it is they do or don't do, like color sales brochures, laminated promotional materials, even professionally printed business cards. They just swing by the store or upload their files online, and I take it from there. So while guys like Nick are doing amazing things for their clients, I'm doing some pretty impressive stuff for mine. It's called logistics.
Let me win another piece of business. Yeah, hey, it's Nick.
Doers love logistics. That's why they love the printing and finishing services at the 4,300 convenient locations of the UPS store. Participation, prices, and hours vary by location. See the upsstore.com/print for full details.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
And we're back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Browns fans, Cleveland Browns four-pack ticket plans are now available in the exclusive club level. Enjoy climate-controlled lounges and premium amenities to four great Browns home games, including the sold-out season finale against the Pittsburgh Steelers. For more information, call 440-824-3434 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com. This fantasy segment is driven by, yes, Liberty Ford. It's Friday, and that means our weekly fantasy segment, and helping us to do that today is Elliot Harrison from NFL.com and NFL Network. Elliot, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
So on a bye week, and this would be, what, our third week in a row, how much more of a challenge is that from a fantasy perspective to set rosters, right? I mean, you're really working with a greater challenge, I would think, in that regard.
Absolutely. I mean, you basically have to, I call it the big FRD, the fantasy roll of the dice. And it really, Vic, goes to what your motto is as a fantasy owner. Are you the kind of person that wants to go with the for sure production, i.e. the running back that you normally wouldn't start on a non-bye week that you're pretty sure is only going to get you 50 yards, but you want your five guaranteed fantasy points? Are you going to roll the dice with someone like a Ryan Terrain-esque player, a guy that you never know if the head coach is going to play them, but they're capable of giving you 120 yards? So it really depends on how big a risk you want to take. Myself, personally, I always try to go with guys that I at least know are going to get in the game and get some touches. Someone like a Sidney Rice, who maybe isn't having a great year, but you know he's Seattle's best wide receiver. And just speaking specifically, you know, Seahawks, Browns, fantasy implications, if I'm a fantasy owner, I mean, Sidney Rice is a risky play because of their quarterback situation. Tavares Jackson's been nursing a chest injury. He's supposed to start. Boy, if they play the Passion of the Hearst, at least that's what I call Charlie Whitehurst, then you know, you're really taking a roll of the dice with Sidney Rice. But in the bye weeks, it's so tough. I mean, last week, Vic, one of my teams, our NFL Experts League at NFL Network, I had, I think, five guys on a bye. So I'm replacing two wide receivers. you know, a tight end, a running back, and maybe a, my kicker, and that's a lot of guys to replace with backups in 1 week.
When you look at the Detroit Lions taking on the Falcons, Javid Best, of course, would be a guy that everyone gets excited about a running game in the running game, but he sustains that concussion a week ago, so the Lions have to make some moves, and now I'm wondering, is Maurice Morris the kind of guy that you could expect as a decent play against Atlanta?
Boy, that is a million-dollar question if you ask me, because if you look at the whole schedule of games this week, Vic, I think, to me, Atlanta-Detroit just smacks of a shootout. Atlanta's defense hasn't been very good. I think Detroit's defense is susceptible to some big points. You know, Detroit at some point has to run the football. They just have to. I mean, they have a quarterback who's never played a full season, and they can't have Matt Stafford dropping back 55, 60 times as a formula for success. So with that logic in mind and the fact that we know that Best isn't going to play, then I would say that Morris is a nice pickup. In a bye week, I would put him at the flex spot and feel fairly comfortable with it. Just going beyond that, Detroit, Atlanta, I think Calvin Johnson has a big week this week. Matt Ryan has been a real disappointment, and you'd like to think that he gets back on track, but, you know, I'm not afraid, even though I think this game is possibly going to be a shootout. I also think that the Falcons see their formula for success in running the football with Michael Turner. I don't know that I necessarily start Matt Ryan either.
Great stuff, as always, Elliot. We thank you so much for your time, and we will talk to you down the line, my friend.
I can't believe we're ending this segment. I couldn't even drop Herman Fontenot's name again. It's like my favorite thing.
I got to leave that opening for you, man.
I understand. Well, I appreciate you having me on.
No, always. Elliot Harrison from NFL.com and NFL Network helping us with our fantasy segment this week. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The hottest lease deals of the year are going on now at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save big and lease Liberty's bestsellers, Ford Fusion or Escape, for only $179 a month. That's right, your choice, the fuel-efficient Fusion or Escape for just $179. Great fuel economy, great payment, great choice. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
In the world of big box retail, it's refreshing to find customer service with fair pricing. At Summit Sound and Security, they truly mean custom. Football season is here, and Summit Sound specializes in customizing your new home theater experience. Summit Sound is an authorized dealer of quality brands like LG, Samsung, Panasonic, Mitsubishi, and DirecTV. Stop in today and experience 3D TV in the new home theater showroom. Summit Sound and Security on Route 91 in Twinsburg and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak. Get cash at GetGo, where their ATMs are now surcharge-free. That's right, now you can withdraw cash at GetGo ATMs without paying surcharge fees. Get in, get out with surcharge-free ATMs at GetGo. Certain restrictions apply. Your bank may charge a fee for transactions.
Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances of $297 or more, plus free haul away and delivery that's really free on brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. So it's never been easier to get appliances that are more dependable, more energy efficient, and yes, shiny. An upgraded kitchen or laundry room starts with 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 9th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Ask the Expert from the Center for Orthopedics is available online at ESPNCleveland.com. Hear expert advice on sports injury questions from the physicians at the Center for Orthopedics. Each week, they answer a different question that you, the fan, can submit for the doctors at the Center for Orthopedics by visiting ESPNCleveland.com. This week, Dr. Robert Zanotti examines meniscus tears. So listen for Ask the Expert from the Center for Orthopedics each week on ESPN 850 WKNR and check out every Ask the Expert segment at ESPNCleveland.com.
Hey guys, three-time Super Bowl winner Gerard Cherry here for Sunnyside Audi. I have decided it was time to join the Sunnyside Audi team. Just listen to these stats. Sunnyside Audi is Ohio's only exclusive four-time Magna Society dealer. They're Ohio's number one exclusive sales leader, number one certified pre-owned dealer, and number one in overall customer satisfaction. They have the best staff in the business taking care of you and your vehicle. I've got a new Audi from Sunnyside, and I can tell you, driving an Audi is an experience like no other. Sunnyside Audi has all the models like the redesigned A6, new A7, and new A8. If you want the best of the best, Sunnyside is Ohio's only exclusive R8 dealer. Drive what the pros drive. Head to Sunnyside Audi. They're right off of 71 at Pearl, or you can check them out online at sunnysideaudi.com. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnyside Audi.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Time to deliver our poll results from the question, which Seahawks player will be the biggest challenge for the Browns defense Sunday and why? The choices were Marshawn Lynch, Sidney Rice, Mike Williams, Leon Washington. I said Lynch, and you said Lynch. A whole bunch of you, 80% of our voters, a whole bunch of you voted, 80% said Lynch. Quote from William, Marshawn Lynch puts the team on his back. I would go with that, William, 100%. And Ryan had two words, beast mode. Hopefully the Browns don't see too much of beast mode, but if they do, they deal with it. Ask Vic, our Facebook questions that you ask on the Browns official Facebook page. Adam, what do the Browns special teams need to do not to have another 100-plus yard return as they did against the Raiders? I'm going to say very simple. Don't kick to Leon Washington. It is up to Phil Dawson. It is up to Brad Maynard to do the effective directional in Maynard's case, the depth kicking in Dawson's case, to keep it out of that guy's hands. Because after Lynch, I think the guy who could hurt the Browns the most would be Leon Washington. Dangerous guy. You study him on tape and whew, very more frightening to me than Jacoby Ford that we saw last week. Roger, say our running game doesn't show up Sunday. Do we have enough with our passing to pull a win out? It better, Roger, but I insist that the running game should show up. I wrote about this for ClevelandBrowns.com. Check out the piece. By the way, also check out Matt Florjancic's outstanding stuff on that site as well. But that was the theme of a column that I wrote today, is you got to find it. Montario Hardesty has got to make something happen. Chris Obanaya, newcomer or not, make something happen. O-line, make something happen for these guys. If it gets down to just being one-dimensional, throw the football, unfavorable down and distance, you're setting up Colt McCoy to fail. Aaron, do you think we'll be surprised if Obanaya is playing Sunday? I won't be surprised because I think he's got to be in there. They need him. Thank yous to Bernie Kosar and Doug Deacon and Tom Withers and Dimitri Patterson and Jameer Howerton and Kristen Ribelli and Dave DiNatale and Emmett Golden. Talk to you on Monday in Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.